Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
All right, everybody. And I'm missing the microphone again. All right. We're starting off well. Hey. Welcome to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. It is Thursday afternoon, 2 o'clock. And we're glad to have you with us today. We've got our new guy in the booth. We have a new producer. His name is Andre. Andre, do you know how to hit the button and say hello to everybody? Hey.
Hey.
There you are. I was just introducing you as the new producer of the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We're glad to have you. And he's over there trying to figure out, making sure he's got all the right buttons identified and our music is playing and all of that kind of stuff. But his first time actually running the show. So, you know, if we do run into a glitch or something, you know, cut him a break.
If we have a problem, it's really Andre that caused it.
I got it. It's going to be fine.
Okay. Fair enough.
He's good. Very, very nice young man. We're busy over here. Strangely enough, you know, people think that the Republican Party election is over. November's in the books. We're finally done with it.
And everyone thinks that we've now on holiday.
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
Wrong answer.
Yeah, totally wrong answer. I have been so busy this week. It is unbelievable. But it's a never-ending issue with the Republican Party. And certainly here in Duval County, we can't just take a break because we have city-county elections coming up with the unitary election in March of 2019 and then the runoff in May. So we have a lot of candidates out there that are really just gearing up. I mean, they've been out there. They've been campaigning. They've been, you know, all their materials are ready to go. They've been knocking on doors, but they've been relatively quiet because the November election was obviously the major focus of the year and had to receive the major amount of attention. Now that that's done, it is time for us to turn our attention to the next election coming up, and it's going to be coming up very, very quickly. It'll be here. March and May will be here before we know it.
Yeah, and having been involved with the recount in the past election, it was reinforced. I saw it more than ever about why every election is important.
Yes.
And why every race has meaning. It may not appear on the surface that XYZ, whatever the race is, has importance. However, take the canvassing board,
right.
Supervisor of Elections, at least one member appointed by the president of the city council is going to be there as part of that canvassing board.
Exactly.
So every race that we're involved with to the side to elect Republicans, every race is important.
Every race. It has an impact in your life. It's a lot of times people will just skip over things. During this past election cycle, a lot of people skipped over the Department of Agriculture race. Even though we've had numerous occasions where we've talked about the Department of Agriculture being way, way, way more than just farming and livestock. And actually, the name of it is the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And I wish they'd rename it. I'd wish they'd switch them. Department of Consumer Services and Agriculture. So people would start paying attention. Oh, that might actually affect me. I'm a consumer in the state of Florida. That might make a difference for me. But they don't realize it.
Yes, and we had several of those folks that were running for that office come in and were guests on this program in the past. And for some reason, folks here in the county think, well, I'm not involved with a farm. I'm not involved with agriculture. I'll just skip that one. It doesn't have any import for me.
I don't have a cow. Why do I care?
Yeah. True enough.
So it's interesting. And the same thing is going to be happening, like we said, with the supervisor of elections is going to be coming up, as well as all of the constitutional offices here in Duval County in March and May. You've got the mayor, you've got the sheriff, you've got the supervisor of elections, you've got the tax collector will be actually has to run again. Tax collector has to run again. Property appraiser, he runs again. Jerry Holland. There's a lot going on. Plus, city council. We've got a lot of people in place. But you are correct. Look at the difference between Duval County when you look at the recount process and Broward County. There's absolutely zero comparison other than, yes, indeed, both counties did do a recount. At least Duval did a recount. We're not quite sure what happened in Broward. But the difference is absolutely night and day. You've got here in Duval County, we have a good, honest, conservative Republican running the supervisor elections office. He is not, he shows no bias whatsoever between the parties. A vote is a vote, and they looked at everything through those unbiased eyes.
Now, I will relate one story about that recount.
Mm-hmm.
At the table where I was observing the recount, we had two gentlemen from the other party that were observing on their behalf. And it was very odd. One was from Chicago. The other one was from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
But they were both very nice. They were there to do a job. They didn't seem to bring any super bias to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Once it was over and done, they both admitted done well.
Yes.
There was not any great observable problem.
Right.
They could see.
And there were certainly people literally flooding the supervisor elections office during especially the manual recount.
Yes.
There was quite a large group there from places all over the nation. You mentioned Chicago and San Francisco. There were people there from Hawaii, Massachusetts, Philadelphia. I can't remember where they're all from, but from all over the country. And a lot of them were very, very, very opinionated. They were for a particular purpose. They were there to represent the other party, and
I think they represented their side quite well. They were very observant.
Observers. Now there were a bunch of other people there, making a lot of noise.
Yes.
But I think that the people that they brought in for observers were definitely there to make their point. But they were respectful. They were they did their job, and it is a tribute when you've got people from San Francisco and Chicago who say, "Yeah, this was fair. This was done right. We don't have a huge problem here." That is a tribute. That is a tribute to our supervisor of elections, Mike Hogan. He and his staff, director of elections at Supervisor of Elections is Robert Phillips. He talk about prepared. He had everything ready to go. So we're going to be talking a little bit more about this. But truly, I need to commend Mike Hogan and his staff. They worked hard. They put in an incredible number of hours, and what an amazing job. What a tribute to the way things should be done. Broward ought to come up and pay some attention. We'll be right back after a few messages here, folks. And stay tuned. We've got another 45 minutes. We'll be ready to talk about other things and take your phone calls.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered why some jewelry stores and department stores always have a sale going at 50 to 75% off, there's a good reason. Because most of the time, they're not real sales. The prices are marked up so they can sell the piece at a big discount and still make the profit they need. If you wanted to find a realistic sales event, the store wouldn't run a year-round sale and the discounts would be a little more realistic. For example, Underwoods puts all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale in December at 15% below the prices we sell at the rest of the year. So there's a genuine savings to the customer. We also take trade-ins, so it's the ideal time to buy for someone looking to grow their pendant or ear studs up to a larger size. Now at Underwoods, we don't run a lot of sales, but when we do, they're real and a good time to buy. So come see us at Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Jennifer Candelino for Snyder Air Conditioning. Should you repair or replace your air conditioning system? It's a question that our customers ask us every day. So Snyderman has put together a short quiz to help you make your own decision. Just log on to SnyderAC.com, take the short quiz, and decide for yourself. Repair or replace? Your answer will become very clear. And our repair or replace quiz is easy. Simply log on to SnyderAC.com and answer the five short questions. There's a reason that Snyder Air Conditioning has been Jacksonville's leading air conditioning company for over 40 years, with the highest quality products and only honest and reliable workmanship. Every Snyder technician has been certified and professionally trained and committed to 100% customer satisfaction. At Snyder, they know you expect your comfort needs to be fixed right the first time. So log on to SnyderAC.com today and take the short quiz. Repair or replace? Call Snyderman today at 641-0600. License number CAC 181-3307.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Now, through Sunday, December 9th, the Jacksonville Symphony presents Holiday Pops at Jacoby Symphony Hall. Check online for daily showtimes. Saturday, December 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's Toys for Tots at the Seawalk Pavilion at Jacksonville Beach. And Saturday, December 8th, at 5:30 p.m., it's the Miss Black Florida USA Scholarship Pageant at FSCJ's Kent Campus.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County, and happy to be with you this afternoon. I am joined by my ever-faithful guy right here, John Kraft, secretary of the Duval GOP. John.
Yes.
He's looking at me like, oh, really?
Rub it in.
And we have a special guest in the studio this afternoon. We have with us the host of I'm Speaking Plainly, Bill Hay. Bill, thank you.
Hey,
thank
you. Good afternoon, Karen. I didn't know that this was Inside Track when I stepped in here. I thought it was actually, you know, one of the fishing shows. But no, it's an honor. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on with you. It's the second time I've gotten a chance to sit in on the Inside Track, and yeah. Not very many cities can boast that they have a locally generated, locally run, locally focused political radio show directly connected to the Conservative Party.
Yeah, yeah, it is true. We are very, very blessed here. The people that run these studios, run these stations, have been amazing to us, and the fact that we have this kind of outlet is truly a blessing. It really is.
You know, we've got to remember too that all politics are local.
Yeah, that's right.
More than and our local elected officials have more impact on our lives than the president or on down.
That's true.
They're closest to your wallet. Pay attention.
Now there is an interesting thought. Yes, it is.
You know, if I could jump in on what you said, and we watch. You know, on Saturday nights, I coined that phrase retread. But we watch in many cases political aspirees start out on the local level and then emerge into other constitutional officers or then go on to the state level and from the state to the national. You know, we've had congressmen, we've had state representatives become congressmen become senators, and senators become president all across the country.
Yes.
And it could happen here too. So we have to have a voice in the city councilman we elect today may in 20 years be the senator that's representing our state.
Very, 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 very true. And that is something, again, we always talk about how the presidential year always attracts so much attention. People are everywhere. Everybody's got an opinion on the president, who it should be, what they should do, what they should believe in, how they should act. But when it comes to selecting people for city council or for a school board, nobody cares. That's the farm team. And while they are in the office locally, they have a much more direct effect on your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
That's who sets the policies for your own backyard, the streets that you drive down, the schools that your kids and your grandkids attend.
The potholes that you drive into.
Yeah.
That's right. And those potholes, buckling roads.
And potholes have neither an R or a D on their name.
That's true.
Or the city fiascos that come up at some point in time down the line can be directly related to the quality and caliber of the person you elect. If I could go rogue for you for just a second.
All right, he's going to go rogue.
Going to go rogue for that. It just happened today. It just happened to me today, and I won't name the department or the individual, but I made a perfectly innocent call to a city department here relative to some questions I had that could have been answered with the Freedom of Information Act, but because I knew this particular young lady who is the administrative assistant for the director, I called her personally and asked her these questions, and she said, "Well, I'll get that information for you, Bill, and get back to you. Are you asking as a user of this service, or are you asking as a journalist?" And I said, "I'm asking as a user of this service." "Okay, all right, I'll get back to you." Less than an hour later, I get a call from a totally unrelated person who said, "Hey, why are you trying to get this information?" And so because of that, and because of shows like this and shows like mine and others, we're able to shine a spotlight on certain aspects of our government, regardless of whether they have an R or a D after their name or an NPA,
right.
You know, no party or independent.
Right.
We have people that unfortunately slip through the cracks and get elected into office and then decide, how can I make this the best possible thing for me, not necessarily for the folks that elected us. And it's the job of shows like yours to ferret those people out and vet them and make sure that the right people that are thinking further down the road than just the balance in their checkbook, that, you know, that that actually represent the people that put them in office.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why I think these local talk shows are extremely important, because we do attempt to bring on all of the candidates coming up for office, at least from the Republican side here in this show, so that people have an opportunity to call in, ask questions, get to know what they have to say. And we are always encouraging people to get out and attend events so that they can meet the candidates. It's one thing to hear them on the radio. It's quite another to actually see them face to face, ask them a question, look in their eyes when they're answering you.
And get the correct answer, not the political answer, not the politically expedient answer.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. But taking it one step further and going, okay, well, I get that's, you know, your official position, but what I really want to know is, what's going to happen when this situation comes up? How are you going to vote? What's your thought process on it? What are you going to be considering? And you know, make them answer the question on a one-on-one basis. And you will know. I mean, most people are pretty good judges of character, and you can make your own decision. You can listen to them, you can see them as they speak, and you can decide who is best suited to represent you in this city.
And if you don't listen to shows like this regularly, you may not know that coming up in March, more than 50% of the representation of those folks that live in the Duval County area is going to change.
Exactly.
We have more than half of our city council is going to be ousted by term limits.
That's right.
So we've got all these newbies coming in, and we've got to make sure through the Republican Party, through the Democratic Party, God forbid, but through all the parties that that they are vetted. And the Republican Party and your position as chairman mm-hmm. is to vet these candidates and promote Republican candidates.
Exactly. And we are trying within the Duval Republican Party to do that vetting. And we are trying to find candidates who best match the platform, if you will, the principles that most of our voters, most of our members as Republican Executive Committee espouse. We really are trying to find true, good Republicans who stand for what the rest of us stand for. They have the same values as we do. They have the same outlook on political issues as we do. We are trying to get those candidates in office because that's who, again, that's who determines what your community is going to look like. So if people don't, if you're voting for people that you don't know, and you're voting for people who do not have the same values, you're going to turn around the day after the election and be sorely disappointed when suddenly your community begins to change in the wrong direction.
And anybody can take office now. We were talking off air that all you have to do is qualify and you can run.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes a double-edged sword.
It is indeed. It is indeed. It can indeed be that. We would like to invite anybody who's interested in getting in on the conversation or making a comment. Give us a call. The number is 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. And you're welcome to get in and join us. Again, we've got John Kraft from the Republican Executive Committee, and we also have Bill Hay from the I'm Speaking Plainly show. Bill, your show is, how long have you been on? You're on every Saturday night.
We're in
night.
The seventh year now.
Seven years?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing, actually, in a local market.
Yeah, and teasing something up new starting January the 8th. There'll be a one-hour show 5 days a week, and it'll be mostly an Ask the Expert show. But really? On those days when the expert calls in sick, then it'll be kind of a mellowed down, calmed down version of I'm Speaking Plainly Monday through Friday from 5 to 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I have permission to announce that now, starting January the 8th.
That is excellent. Excellent.
We expect to be on there a lot, Karen. You'll be expected to be.
I will be expected to be on there a lot. Well, I understand that there's a very good. When is this from?
From 5 to 6.
5 to 6. Okay. That's good timing. I mean, you're right there.
Afternoon
during,
drive
during
time.
Drive. Yeah. Drive time is when you're on your way home from work. Listen in. That's something to put in your calendar.
A great opportunity for you to funnel candidates towards that 5 to 6 o'clock hour through Alexis and get the candidates so they can get their voice out to those folks that are driving home.
Absolutely. That'll be excellent. Okay, so we've got all these elections coming up. Right before the break, we were talking about the supervisor elections. And truly, he has done an incredible job during this last election cycle. He took care of things, the operations and the precincts and early voting, things went well. Things were organized. They took care of things. And then certainly during the recount, the extra work and the extra effort that went into that, still totally organized, was truly incredible. And those constitutional offices are also up for re-election. So Mike Hogan for Supervisor of Elections will be up for re-election. I have been truly thrilled with the work that he did. And
don't forget all of the folks that put in so many hours. Those mm-hmm. folks were working 10, 12, 14 hours a day
right.
out there.
Right.
And at some point it had to be they were running on adrenaline only to get their jobs done. But they did it. They did it well. They did it on time.
Yeah, they did
that
a
was
great
fantastic.
Job. They did a great job. So we are coming up on our halftime break here, and I'm not quite sure how much time I got left. Okay, 1 minute. Okay. Anyway, we will be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. And I think, was there a call coming in? We've got a caller that we'll stay tuned for that. We'll take the caller as soon as we get back. And again, you're welcome to join in the conversation yourself. The number is 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Secretary of State James Baker remembered his longtime friend and former boss George H.W. Bush as having had the courage of a warrior, but the greater courage of a peacemaker. He made those comments today during an emotional eulogy at Mr. Bush's final public funeral in Houston. Mr. Baker began his comments with an apology using the nickname Jefe in Spanish, means boss. He said he was going to brag about Mr. Bush, even though the former president hated boasting. Mr. Bush is about to be buried during a private ceremony on the grounds of the Bush Presidential Library in College Station, Texas, near Texas A&M University. A locomotive unveiled in 2005 for a special exhibit at the library is being used to pull the late president's funeral train. The 4,300-horsepower machine set to carry Mr. Bush's remains along with friends and participants in the funeral. This is SRN News.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE. Bible.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Thursday, the Jacksonville Jaguars will face the Tennessee Titans. Tune in at 8:05 p.m.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Everybody, welcome back to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. And I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County. I have John Kraft, secretary of the Duval GOP.
Good afternoon.
And we are very, very fortunate to have with us today Bill Hay.
Yeah, you're still feeling that way,
the
right?
Famous Bill Hay.
We got 30 minutes to go. You might change your mind by the end of the show.
Nah, I'm used to you, Bill.
Oh, okay.
I'm so used to you.
You know, you mentioned, you were talking about Mike Hogan and some of the constitutional officers.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, if you would, having yourself to be elected to manage a restaurant. Yeah. You personally, Karen, they're okay. gonna you know, today you're a housewife, tomorrow you're managing one of the largest restaurants in town. You don't know what the menu is, you don't know what the chef's gonna throw at you, you don't know how things are working on the floor, you don't know how things are working at the front of the restaurant or at the back of the restaurant, and you're thrown into that, right. And to be able to get that up to speed and pull off midterm elections as well as the supervisor of elections does,
right?
Because that's a very public job, you know, tax collector, that's kind of behind the scenes,
right?
Clerk of the courts, kind of behind the scenes,
right.
but you're out there in the public, and the public is expecting a certain level of performance. People don't care if you appraise the house correctly, you know, within the first 2 weeks of taking over,
mm-hmm.
but they certainly do expect you to get the elections right. And Mike,
exactly.
Mike Hogan did a stellar job.
He really did. And you are right. There is so much. When somebody takes over the supervisor of elections position, I mean, we were kind of spoiled for the 8 years before Mike Hogan came in with Jerry Holland. Jerry Holland was an incredible supervisor of elections. I mean, that guy knew exactly what was going on. He knew every minute detail. He was very instrumental in the team, statewide team, that developed the electronic system that we use now that got rid of all the hanging chads and all of that, that reaction to the election process that really upgraded the election system in Florida, and he helped design it, so he had done an amazing job. And when Mike Hogan walked in, he was hit with weeks and weeks and weeks of nothing but training and training and training and training. I mean, he had to come up to speed with all of the statutes, all of the requirements, all of the administrative, all of the staffing, all of the, I mean, there's so much
and the operation of the machines,
absolutely, yeah. All the IT, all of the printing, it just goes on and on and on. And there is so much to running an election. And then, to, like you said, constantly be in the public eye, and everybody expects perfection.
I don't know if that's in the public eye or under the public scrutiny.
Yeah.
Those jobs are a magnifying glass over your head.
Yeah.
Sometimes the pressure is just something else.
You know, and John brought up a point that kind of transcends into this next election that's coming up, and that mm-hmm. is the candidates that are going to be coming out of the Republican Party and out of the Democrat Party, and
right.
no party affiliation, and independents.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just your average people that you say, okay, well, this is a good guy, or this guy paid his electric bill last year, but you see how things happened with Kavanaugh.
Right.
You know, they went back to his days of college to find dig up dirt on him. If that happens
yes.
on a local level, which mm-hmm. we know it's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
it's going
mm-hmm.
to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Those things will come up for our local candidates also, and these candidates need to understand that who they dated in high school, what they did in college, how many right. drunken free-for-alls they went on,
right.
it's going to matter, because now it's not so much in our political world to tell people about what you're willing to do for them
mm-hmm.
and what you bring to the table,
mm-hmm.
but it's about discrediting your opponent through opposition research.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
really a shame, but it's gotten to be that point. So if you're running for office,
it is a shame.
Expect that you're going to be under the microscope.
And that's very, very true. And it is a shame. And I would very much love to get to the point where people realize again that that we are all human beings. Everybody's got a past, like it or not. And if you just get out there, truly, if you get out there and go, okay, I love beer. I'm not gonna, you know, don't come at me with stories about how I drank beer, because yep, answer's yes. Next.
Well, you know,
and you have to be able to confront that and just move on. But yeah, it's a problem. It's a real problem.
The element of a person's character and his life cannot be reduced to the actions of one day. But yet in
yeah.
the political world, many times something that someone does on one day
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
sets the tone for
mm-hmm.
every election following. And you cannot, with a football coach or the NFL football players for that
yeah.
they make
yeah.
one mistake, and yet it judges them across their entire lifespan.
Right.
And it shouldn't be that way, but unfortunately, in society, it is.
Exactly. We have devolved, I'm afraid, in those last couple of decades here, to something that is truly horrendous in many cases. But we do have, and I apologize, folks. I said there was a caller earlier that we had somebody who did call in, but she wouldn't give her name and wouldn't say what she wanted to talk about, and was kind of in a huff. So we did not take that caller. But we do have a very friendly voice. Bill, you'll know this guy. Marty from St. Augustine.
Hey.
Hey, Marty, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Oh, pleasure. And Bill, you thought you were going to escape me, but I follow you. Whatever you're on, I follow you.
I got that stalker alert out. I heard it. It went off.
Well, I just wanted to touch on a few subjects.
A few?
I'm glad.
A few subjects?
Well, right. One day you might want to have me on your show as a former police person talking about the real deal about different things. But listen, I'm glad that we won. And I believe that usually good will prevail over evil. And I do think that not so much Gillum, but the people who were pushing him. For example, George Soros gave huge amounts of money to the campaigns. So the tools of the devil were pushing these people, probably using them or whatever. But it seemed to me, and I want to tell you what I did, and this is very secret, but...
Don't tell anybody. It's just a secret.
They probably won't remember because most people driving forces legalizing marijuana, so they won't remember. But the next election. But I hooked up with the Democrats on both early and election day, and I was picking their brain. And I found that most of the people I hooked up with seemed like they were basically nice people, except that they all rubber stamped, dogmatic. They all knew that Trump, and not President Trump, but Trump is a racist, that we need the immigrants. I didn't know that my relatives from Russia and Germany came across the wall. I thought that they came here through Ellis Island. But they all knew about that, you know, we went through the same thing, and they all knew about global warming. In fact, now I'm selling my house in St. Augustine because I'm expecting the ocean to rise any minute now. So they all knew. I'll tell you something. I'm going to say this. I call, and I'm going to say this. You might like this, Karen.
Okay.
But I have a friend in New York who's what I call an armchair. An armchair conservative. Anybody who's my age knows that when we used to listen to shortwave radio, we called people who listened to that media armchair explorers. Remember, you used to sit down? Well, I call my friend. My friend is an armchair conservative. What must you be to be an armchair conservative? You have to listen to Rush in your car. And you have to have Fox on all day long on your TV at home.
Oh,
no matter if you patronize Ben and Jerry's because it's good ice cream, even though they support leftist causes, you patronize all of the leftists, and you make fun of places like Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby.
Right.
But anyway, the thing about it is that these people are so dedicated to their cause that they even get people like us, some of them, like my friend, the armchair, I call Fox Network the bobblehead network because everybody, they watch it, they all think alike. And it seems though that's what these Democrats do. Not one of them gave me a different opinion. They all knew of the quintessentials of being a Democrat.
Marty, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think that what we have to do is have training, almost like military training, to enlighten people on our side as to, for example, the chain of command. Who's this? What's the difference between county
you're right.
commissioner?
We're starting to get low on time for this segment, but let me. You were right, and thank you for calling, Marty. Thank you. You are correct. We have people on both sides. I mean, we've got people who listen to Fox News 24 hours a day, and then we've got people who. On the other side, that are listening to, you know, I don't know, CNN or
MSNBC.
MSNBC. Oh God, MSNBC 24 hours a day, and yes, they just it's a constant mantra, and I got to tell you, it's dangerous for people. It is literally dangerous for people. During the any election cycle, we get calls, panicked calls from people who think that the world is coming to an end. From the conservative side, it's, you know, like, you know, God is not going to be able to lead us through these forces and the communists are going to take over and I don't know what we're going to do and I can't sleep and I can't eat. And the first thing I stop them and say, are you sitting in front of the television 24 hours a day? Yes, but it's Fox News. I'm like, I don't care. Turn it off. Stop. Just stop. Get away from it for a while. You have a life. Watch I Love Lucy if you need to be in front of the TV. But get away from this stuff for a little while.
That's the way I feel about local news now.
You know, it's amazing. We're going to be right back. We've got to take a break and we'll come back. Hold on.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We were asked a question the other day about a store's reputation and how a customer might judge that. The first thing that came to mind was to look at how long they've been in business. Because if a store or a person is disreputable, that word will get out fast and that business won't be around very long. The second thing that comes to mind for jewelry stores, if the store has been in business a long time, there'll be a lot of folks in the area wearing jewelry from that establishment. And if they sell fine jewelry, you can best bet that those pieces have been shown thousands of times and probably passed down from one generation to the next, and a lot of people have been told where that piece came from. At Underwoods, it's our stated goal to be the best jeweler in the South, not the biggest, so everything we do and carry has to move us towards that goal. And ultimately, it's satisfied customers wearing our jewelry that have kept Underwoods in business since 1928. So come by and see us in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty has multiple 3 to 4 bedroom homes available for rent in the Intercoastal area, many with community pools. A beautiful new 4 bedroom in Buccaneer Point, 4 bedroom with 3-car garage in Windsor Chase, 3 bedroom with 2nd floor bonus room in Johns Creek. Rent a 3,100 square foot gorgeous 4 bedroom in Old Mill Creek between Town Center and Tinseltown. For information on these and other rentals, call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 241-5501 or HFR Jack.
As a trusted choice in voter opinion polling, public figures turn to Republic Polling for reliable tracking in any political district. Count on Republic Polling's scientifically weighted results for political polling, tracking which candidates are poised to win elections, issues polling, gauging voters' attitudes and opinions on specific topics, and tracking polls, a series of polling trending over a period of time. Visit RepublicPolling.com to get started. Republic Polling is a Reliant Florida company. Whether it's lunch or dinner, on the go, or if you want to dine in, Hangar Bay Cafe at 2294 Mayport Road is for you. Hangar Bay is open 7 days a week for lunch or dinner and is famous for their Japanese ramen. A regular ramen bowl with 2 pieces of chicken and drink starts at just $13. In the mood for something traditional? Hangar Bay has fried chicken better than your mama's. Hangar Bay made the list of the best fried chicken in all 50 states based on Yelp data. Seafood like shrimp and fish with grits, and sandwiches that are unique, like bourbon teriyaki pulled pork, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay is a veteran-owned restaurant with a Navy theme and variety. Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. Dine in, take out, and ask about catering. Online at hangarbaycafe.com.
This is the last segment this week of the Inside Track with the Duval GOP, and we're here with John Kraft and Bill Hay. We're right before the break. We were talking about, people really, really getting into a situation with watching too much of the news. And what I try to remind people of is even if you're the conservative side and you are watching Fox News, I don't care that it's the supposedly the conservative station. They are on the air to, thank you. They're on the air to, for ratings. I mean, it's a 24/7 news cycle, and they will pretty much do anything and say anything to get you riled up so you will continue to watch day in and day out, 24 hours a day, because they need those ratings.
Well, on the last show for you guys that are out there going to take Karen's advice, my advice, others, just to shut off the news.
Really?
Check your computer, check your internet, get some feeds that you feel comfortable with, and mm-hmm. not just one, 5 or 6 of them, and average them all out. They're all running the same stories. But one night, sit down and watch the nightly news on your local channel and see how many teases there are. Stay with us, because when we get back, we're going to tell you how much of the weekend it's going to rain. And then when you sit there through 20 minutes of it, and then you finally get to the weather report, they say, we're going to tell you how much it's going to rain this weekend. It's not going to rain at all. Thank you for sticking around and watching those eight other commercials.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how they have to do their shows nowadays. They're called shows instead of broadcasts.
Right.
Because they are competing with the internet, which is instantaneous gratification on your news.
Yeah. And I mean, truly, if you've got a favorite host or two on these stations, then by all means, tune in and watch them for an hour here and an hour there. But this 24-hour news cycle will kill you. I mean, truly, your blood pressure will rise, and you will be people are absolutely beside themselves. They have got to get away from it. And he was talking about, you know, we need to train people. I think that's really where your local programming comes in. That's where people listen to Bill Hay on Saturday night. People listen to our show on Thursdays. People listen to Ed Dean in the mornings. Because you're getting a different perspective, and you're getting a perspective that is more local, that is really more in tune to what's happening to you right here in your own community, what you can do to participate. You know, like when you're listening to something in New York, all you're doing is listening. But here, locally, there are things that you can do. There are places you can go. There are events. There are rallies. There are parties. You can get out and meet your candidates. Again, you can make a difference. But listening to this nonsense from long distance, after a while, it'll kill you.
And on top of that, nobody's asking you to listen to local radio and then take our word as gospel.
Exactly.
It's listen, get some information, and then go find out for yourself.
Right.
And then you will, after a while, instead of being a favorite moderator, you become a trusted moderator.
We have a phone call. We have George calling in from Arlington. George, welcome to the show. Hello, George? Are you there? I see the line is blinking. There we go.
There we go.
Hey, George, welcome.
Thank you. Who was more successful in pushing socialism? And I know this firsthand because, not from Fox, but from actually living in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Trotsky or Stalin?
Honestly, I don't really have much of a clue. I can't say that I'm a real expert on which is the most socialist.
Well, most people aren't. And Trotsky helped, and Stalin created the socialism, the first parts of socialism in the Soviet Union. And Trotsky said, we don't have to murder a bunch of people like Stalin's doing to take over country after country after country. He moved to Mexico, and now regular people cannot own guns. Mm-hmm. And they cannot speak out; they'll be killed by either operatives in the government, which are not that many, or the drug cartels. And Trotsky said, "We just need to fool the people a little at a time,
there you
and
go.
Continue using one fork full of an elephant and eating it part by part." And the biggest problem in this country is people don't have a sense of history. And they don't know that little by little, our guns rights are being taken, our free speech is being taken, and those are the things that we need to convey to the public so that they will go ahead and think for themselves and vote right.
You know, and that's, George, thank you for the call. That's a very, very good perspective. It's called incrementalism. And, you know, I can't really say that I'm really totally up on my Trotsky history, but incrementalism. I do know that Khrushchev once said that he will never have to invade the United States of America. We will take it from within.
Sort of like that.
And they have done exactly that.
It's the frog in the hot water.
Yeah.
Moral story.
Yeah, exactly.
As the water gets hotter and hotter, the frog really doesn't realize
it
until it's way too late, and he doesn't have the strength to get out then.
You know, and I do want to mention before we close for the show tonight, we obviously this week a lot of people have been watching the memorial services and the funeral for President George H.W. Bush, and certainly our condolences to the friends and family of President Bush. Also, locally, we had services for a gentleman who was a former chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County many years ago, back in the 70s. His name was Rogers Holmes. he went by was known by Tiger Holmes, and very, very influential man, lived to into his 90s, really had a he was a man of incredible character. And I went to the services yesterday. It was amazing how many people were there to support the family. And he was one of the people who really helped to establish the Republican Party as a force within Duval County. And so we owe him a lot. And our thoughts and prayers go to the family and friends of Rogers Holmes, Tiger Holmes. I also want to mention that a week from Saturday, on December 15th, the Republican Party of Duval County will be hosting a Christmas reception. This is going to be here at the Salem Center, and it will be in the afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. We will have some desserts and coffee and tea. We'll be enjoying each other's company, having some Christmas cheer, if you will. But we will also be collecting donations for Hubbard House. Mm-hmm. And Hubbard House is an incredible organization here. They help care for women and children, mothers and their children, who have had to flee very, very difficult and abusive households. And they take care of them, they shelter them, they help get them started again in life. And we're going to be collecting donations for them. We'll have a list, really, of donations that we're looking for the mothers, for the children, and people can also bring in $25 grocery gift cards. So we will collect those again on Saturday, December 15th. The reception will be from 3 to 6. If you are listening to the show, we would love to have you come by. Introduce yourselves, come and sit down and talk with us and enjoy a little bit of coffee and dessert. And again, if you are financially able, please, we're going to have this posted very, very quickly on the website, DuvalGOP.com. Anybody who has received emails from the Republican Party of Duval County in the last few months will receive an email as well, with a list of items that Hubbard House really, really needs for their moms and their children during this Christmas season. So if you can financially participate, we would love to have you bring a donation to the Salem Center on December 15th. And Bill, aren't you also still collecting your bears?
Absolutely. We have a war going on now between the JFRD and the FOP on collecting bears. But Liz Stanley out at Stanley Pools is collecting bears for us, the teddy bear drive for the children of the Salzbacher Center for the Homeless.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So there's a lot of things going on here. And that's, again, something else that's so wonderful about local programming is that, yes, we are here. Yes, we're talking about local politics and local issues. We want you to be able to meet the local candidates and the elected officials and get to know them and have a good informed position from which to make your decisions on voting. But we also can offer these kinds of things in our community. It's extremely important that we donate, that we help people who are in need, and certainly Christmas is the time for it. So if you've got a stuffed animal, now these guys all have to be brand new, but if you've got a stuffed animal, a bear or a tiger or anything else that you can find that a young child would love to have, bring it in to the Salem Center anytime. You can drop it off at reception. And again, December 15th, Saturday, 3 to 6, the Republican Party Duval County is having our Christmas reception, and you are definitely invited. So we are so honored to have you with us every week. We will be here again next week, every Thursday, 2 o'clock. Don't miss us. Take care.